Welcome to another fresh batch of Melty Breakcast, coming straight from your oven right to your ears. This is episode 2, September 15, 2010. I'm one of your three co-hosts. My name is Fox. It's good to be here tonight. What about you, Chibi?
Yeah, it's pretty good to be here. I'm your second host, obviously. And then we've got our third host, the technical troll in the background, Mizuki.
Yo, what's going on?
What's up? Good to have you guys here.
Ditto.
Okay. Today, we were going to have an interview with Yat and Can, but there were certain time restraints, and we really couldn't get schedules together, so due to that, we couldn't have them on today. But today, we're going to answer some of your questions, and I'm going back to Chibi now.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody for the feedback that you guys gave us. We really appreciate all of it. I mean, we apologize if we are a little monotonous in the beginning, but we'll get through it slowly yet surely. And I love the good questions that you guys also gave us. So we're going to go with those questions today. Hopefully give some good debate, discussion, going back and forth between the three of us. So I'm just going to jump right into the first question. The first question is, if you could buff one aspect of each of your mains, what would it be? And then what nerf would you give to a character you guys hate? Fox, what would you buff for your main, Evakia?
For her, I would give her... I can't say a good reversal because her B Momonji has some invincibility in the beginning, but afterwards it's like, if you block it, it's free combo and you can do whatever you want. I would have to say maybe...
That's weak up DP?
Huh?
What is it? Momonji?
Momonji. 623B.
Okay. Really?
Actually 623A and B equal DP, but like there's a little bit of invincibility. Her C version has full body up till the 7th frame. So like you could just do it if you have 100%. You could just do it. But then again, it's like one of those things you have to see like them doing something. It's got to be like, oh, during the super freeze, oh, please let them hit a button. You don't want to like sit there like, oh, I don't want to block this. But I guess just for her to have a little bit better movement. Because right now she's kind of sluggish. Well, not sluggish. She can't really catch characters who can just like float above her real easily. She has to really work to get to chase them. But for the most part, like if she can zone those characters properly, then it just turns into, okay, just zone better than they can, move better than they can.
Her jump B doesn't catch people above her?
It does, but they have to do something because if you block it right above her, she just starts to fall at a certain height. When she lands, she has to recover, and you can do like jump B, jump C, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You could do jump A, but that's also a little bit risky. Some characters' jump Cs are way too fast for whatever reason. It's just you're just like, oh, I'm going to press jump A here, and I'm like, jump C. And you're like, what? That hit me? Okay.
Whoops. Then we've got the second part of the question, actually. What would you nerf, if at all, what aspect would you nerf of a character that you hate? I don't know if you hate anybody, so to speak, but maybe it's a character you dislike playing against. Or
it's gonna have to be fucking FCL. Like, yeah. Sorry, Czar. Sorry, but like the way he plays that character. Actually, no. What he found out with that character actually stops a lot of what I do personally. Mm-hmm. So it's just like playing him for 100 matches pretty much every time we like session, it's just like, okay, I can't do this, I can't do that, cannot do that. And it mostly revolves around him being able to do flicker, his high and low flicker, because I think the low flicker hits me out of 214B. Like I think he has enough time to hit me out of whatever I want to do afterwards, and I get knocked down and I have to say, okay, time to eat Oki. Other than that, yeah, it's just flicker for FCL. I just want that not so good.
I mean, what would you do to have it not knocked down, possibly?
Or no, it has to knock down, or else then low flicker becomes, hey, I just teched out of it and now I'm moving again. Just make it so that like I don't. It doesn't punish pretty much everything that's whatever. I forgot what the frames were, but how fast it was. But it can punish a lot of stuff on block immediately.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you just want it to start up a little bit slower then?
Yes.
Much.
I don't want to say, oh, damn, I did this block string. I autopiloted this block string and now I'm on the floor and FCL is like, hey, I'm hovering above you. Do nothing.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Mizuki. What about, I guess, is it still F Schoolgirl Akiha?
Yeah, I guess. I would consider that. Or a character I've always wished that was good, and I wish I could play, was F Roa. But I guess I'll do both. With FS Akiha, she needs jump A overhead. I don't know why that's not an overhead. I'm pretty sure that's universal for all Full Moon characters.
It should be.
I think so. Yeah.
Was under
there might be like two characters that don't. I don't remember. But for FS Akiha, yeah, she really needs it. She needs anything she can get. Another thing she can get buffed is her 2 and 4 series. 2 and 4 A and B. I wish you can combo off into 2 and 4 A.
What is 2 and 4 A again?
It's the pinwheel. Not the pinwheel where she throws, but where she jumps up into that little arc.
Oh, right.
Yeah, like Jada jump round that sort of where it is.
Yeah, she does that like Vatsu Rival Schools stuff, Project Justice.
Yeah. And with B version, since it is overhead, on block it does plus frames, but like on hit, I wish you could link something, like link a 2A at least, or a 5A.
So you can't do anything after that. You
can't do anything after either of them.
Right, so it just hits.
It just hits, yeah. Stop. So if you actually get it to hit, you can't do anything. I don't even think you can EX cancel.
That's pretty poor.
That move is just... Like, the most you can do with it is, like, if you have full meter, like right now, if you have full meter... Halfway through, you can instant heat on whiff, and you instantly land, so you can do like a command throw. But a command throw is so weak, so it doesn't even matter. And one more buff is her 2 and 4 C. It makes everything proe to hell. Like, everything is so weak after it, so it's like, why bother doing that move?
You could just get a knockdown and like go for a mix up with a pinwheel.
I don't... Yeah, you can do that. But, you know, her pinwheel?
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole nother thing. But if it was... You know, if it was the way that I wished it could be, it would be way too strong. And it would need, like, you know, no cross-up protection. And, you know, it's not going to work.
Yeah, we tried that. We tried that once. In the
Yeah.
Cross-up protection. Hey, guys. Have fun with that.
Yeah, that didn't work at all.
Oh, well.
But with F Roa, the only thing I can think for him is, maybe a ground overhead. It's not needed. But he needs a DP with invincibility.
His DPs don't have invincibility?
No.
Garbage.
When he DPs, most of the time, both people get knocked down. Because he's in the air and, you know, counter hit state. So he gets knocked down, and both people get knocked down, and you're like, oh, hey, you're back at neutral, where you really don't want to be. I mean, it's not too bad compared to other characters, because he does have lightning. And I don't know what the lightning is on block.
It looks pretty safe. Like, I haven't seen anyone dash through it and just punish him for doing lightning.
It might be, like, 1 or 2 on plus on block.
Please tell us the frames of F Roa's lightning.
Yeah, I'm not good about that. But other than that, I mean, he's a mediocre character. He has mediocre output, you know, for damage. So it's not too bad. He just has to work. I mean, I'm pretty sure if I actually played people and put time into him, I'd do something.
You'd find ways around it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. He's better than FS Akiha. That's all that matters.
All right, nerf somebody.
Yeah.
Or nerf something.
I don't even play this game enough to even.
You've got some character you hate. You know it.
You know one character I really hate, but he fucking sucks, is F-Wara. He reminds me of fucking Morgan. And the only... And, you know, if you're a CVS2 player, you probably know Bucktooth.
Yes.
So, it's just like nightmares back to, which side am I on and which way do you have to block standing? Or am I just going to go down, you know, for a low? And it's like, Wara's jumpy is so huge and it comes out so fast. And it's just so annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, he needs it, so I can't really warrant a nerf for him.
We don't need to worry about warranting.
you know, if it was me...
Nerf it. Go ahead, nerf it. Make him, give him, like, a parallelogram dash or something.
I wish his 2A was slower. His jump A is totally fine, but when he goes for the low option... It is so hard to block that.
He needs that then. Like, it's like saying, oh, shit. Who was another character who needed something like that?
How many characters play then? I know, Morgan, and I forget.
Morgan.
I know.
Cheetah kind of plays like that if you had a knockdown.
Right. I know has the,
But for, you know, for a good character that I wish I could nerf, I would say, Ichikohaku. Her jump C. No, her jump B. Ever since, like, NBAC, that move has been really good. It's the move that no one thinks is good, but it's so good.
Well, everyone knows it's good now.
Now. But, like, I remember back in NBAC, everyone's like, oh, it's not that good kind of thing.
Or like good people against certain characters.
Yeah, it was, but that normal is just so dumb. Like, slow it down like maybe one or two frames, and then I'll be happy. That's really all. Like, especially with H, it's either that or her command throw.
It already prorates more from arcade. So yeah.
Really?
Yeah, arcade, it didn't prorate that much. Now, in console, it prorates a lot, but she still gets, like, 4K. Like,
yeah. Right. No, you prorate that even more, you know?
Yeah, well, they did that in CC.
Yeah, is it?
Yep.
Oh, okay, so...
She doesn't get, like, I don't know, you might have to work for 4K, but I haven't seen 4K off command throw.
You know, 3K off a command throw is fine. I mean... a lot of characters can do that off to a normal throw in the corner. But once you get the 4K, that extra 1,000 is just like, oh, geez, you know, you're doing more than, like, half the cast on their bread and butter.
Yeah, which is already retarded. Yeah. It's like something, throw you can't break. She has ways to make it so, like, it's still a 50-50 about jumping.
Yeah.
She has ways to make it go, to make it where you can't move because, you know, she did, like, charge 5B, and it's like, all right, try 5B with cancel, dash up, guess between command throw and 2B, and get
it's just that character in general.
You need to suffer LK / Garu / Jeff.
I've played LK at NEC, and that was back when, you know, he wasn't as good as he is now.
Oh my god, Jesus. Yeah, that shit is annoying.
Yeah, it's insane.
You hate Ichikohaku.
You know, I actually wished I could play Ichikohaku because, like, at the end of NBAC, before I just totally gave up on the game, I was actually messing around with solo Kohaku, and when I was going to NBAA, other than full white Len, I was totally eyeing Ichikohaku because I totally love, like, the 6AA combos. I mean, that's probably the most fun I have in LT Blood. It's 6AA combos. I don't know. Something about it is just really...
I can agree with that.
Yeah.
I guess...
What about you, Chibi?
I should be answering this question. If you don't know me by now, my buff for half a show, you just give me freaking more than two stools. I don't care if it has to be two stools. Let them stay out there for like 10 seconds or something.
How long do they stay out again?
They stay out for like 5 seconds, I believe. Which is, I mean, there's nothing really wrong with it, but there's a good number of other, you know, setup tools in this game that get away with much more, you know. And I feel like it wasn't really abused in the previous version, so I don't really understand why they got rid of it. But, you know, if I had that wish, she would have the stool stay out longer or have them stay at 5 seconds and let me put out 4 of them. And I would just lame out to hell and back.
Oh, my God. Hey, good luck trying to hit me. Oh, clash. Oh, free combo. Yeah. Oh, he's on the stool.
I'd like have you wake up into EX dust and like put 4 stools out and just sit there and like try something, please. But that's easily what I would want out of my character. Maybe an easier 6AA combo because hers is unnaturally hard.
I don't know. Like I was training Modi with that character, and it took me a while to figure out how to hit confirm in the 6AA.
Right, she can't hit confirm. Like Kohaku, H Kohaku is blessed with long range normals, and her 6AA series has just as good of a range that it can be comboed from those.
Yeah.
Whereas his series like 5. She has to be ridiculously close to land her 6AA stuff, and it ends up being that a lot of the, you know, mix-ups you might get off of certain, you know, jump-ins, etc., you lose the ability to combo into 6AA, so you have to combo into, like, anything into sweep, into 6AA, into, like, this bastardized version of the crescent combo where you cancel the charge jump C to like jump A into jump B and then land it again, like whatever it is that you can get the other character in the corner. But it's like she can't like it's too hard to like do jump B you know and have that hit, and then you can combo into 6AA from that, but you can't do like jump B and then land and do like 2B or 5B because this second part of the 6AA will actually whip. She'll be too far out after that. Unless you do like a cross-up jump B, in which you have to be literally like right next to the person to do it. But, I mean, that's the buff. If I had a nerfing aspect of a character I hate, and again, completely obvious, I make freaking EX Hero 150, 200. I want her to lose her legs after she does that.
She practically does.
She does if you block it. But it's just this tool that just nobody in a game really should be given. And you know, this might be me being salty, but it's just I have to gimp so much stuff. You know, playing Xalar constantly that
like, oh, ran at me, Hyrule.
All right, my offense is so garbage because I'm in constant fear of the little guy who will do that whenever he wants to. So,
well, Roa has Hyrule as well.
Right, but I don't know. I don't even see that in like matches.
Because he only has 200 meter.
All right, it's Aatro who can do that.
Right.
Damn, that sucks. Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they made it 150% to 100, I don't care. If they made it her last arc, I wouldn't have a problem.
Last arc.
I'd be totally fine with it. But it's just like
no meter, 0 meter.
Right. I'd just be like, oh, I hate you, and I'm gonna dump my mix up. Nope. Here, nobody else in the game can get out of this setup except for you. Congratulations. Just get. I don't.
You just gotta bait him. Like I played him a bunch of times, and it's just like. Yeah, sometimes you get hit by Hyrule. Other times right. It's like, I baited the shit out of that Hyrule and you feel mad about it.
It's not that. It's not that, you know, I don't bait it or I don't... I mean, I get hit by it and then I bait it and, you know, maybe it doesn't bother him or whatever, but it's not that. It's just that the move itself bothers me. Yeah. I can't think of like another game where you get that option to just like get out of whatever you are being thrown into. Period. Like that's like almost like a burst like mechanic.
It's more like a K-Wolf boss super.
A complete invincibility.
Yeah.
Might be me being salty, but yeah, that's what I would hate. I mean, that's what I would nerf. But regardless of that, I have to thank Eric for that question. I really like that question.
Eric.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of us would. Actually, we would love to hear what you guys would do with your characters in terms of buffing them and nerfing other characters. So
post them on the thread, people.
Yeah, that's when we get that thread up. We get the thread out, please, by all means, answer that question yourself. The second question we have is from Corin. And we had to actually change it around a little. But it is, who do we think the worst character in console actress again is, outside of the quote-unquote joke characters? You know, the... both the Nekos, Zarikin, the teams, Kohaku, and even though I think Kohaku Mech is a totally valid team to work with, but I don't think we'll ever really see that. Who do we think the worst... Yeah, Mizuki, who do you think the worst character in console is?
It's going to be H. White Lin, period.
Just half?
Half White Lin, yeah.
Half White Lin.
Yes.
What? Why is she here?
Wait, what's wrong with her?
Wrong with her is not only do you never see her being played, because there's a big reason why she's not being played. I remember when I was first playing with her at CF, at NEC, was it 2 years ago? The first NEC I went to, I think it was 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, well, I've seen White, you know, F White Lin, and I've already played C on, you know, NBA C. She's probably still the same. So let me try H, right? Because I've never seen this character in videos. So I'm spending like 5 minutes, and I'm like, I cannot hit confirm anything into anything unless I am right in front of their face. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, maybe that was only vanilla, right? Console drops, and the first thing I do as I pick H. White Lin, and I'm like, this character, I really hope she can confirm into, like, 6AA or something, because she's a character that needs 6AA. And if you can't connect into it, she's not going to be good. And, you know, lo and behold, she can't connect to 6AA unless she's right in front of your face. you know, she has, like, she doesn't have the hold jump C's, you know, like the basketballs. She does not have that. She does not have charged ice. She was command throw, but you know, her normals, she still has 5B, but that's the only thing.
Does she have 5C?
I think she has 5C. I don't know if it's changed or not, but you know, knowing like the random H characters like H Wara, you know.
So what does she gain? I mean,
what does she gain? She gains a really good run, which is just as fast as HV Shion's, or maybe even faster. It's got to be. It's really fast. It's probably the best run in the game. But
I think I've seen that run before.
Bad thing is, like, you have a run, but what are you gonna do?
Run away.
Like,
run away.
Like, she has damage, but of course she has to be right in front of your face, like. You have to confirm off of 1-2A into 5C into 6AA. And if you do 2-2As and you're like a pixel off, you're going to miss the 6AA combo.
Isn't there a different way to hit confirm into 6AA?
Huh?
Isn't there a different way to confirm into 6AA?
No. It's 2A, 2A, 5C, 6AA. Yeah.
Okay.
And like, she does have a kind of ghetto hit confirm into 623A, the one where she twirls into sweep, off of 2B. But like after that, like you can do like EX ice. But then you have to remember you're an H character. You're trying not to use meter. Depends on the situation, but most of the time, unless you're having a life lead, which I doubt H. Whiteland will ever have, she needs to save it for heat.
Okay.
Even though she still has her really good health, she can take a beating. It doesn't matter when she can't confirm in the combos. That's why you've never seen an H. Whiteland win in a video ever before.
I've never seen one. Okay.
I've seen three. And I remember, I forgot who it was in the channel. Like, yeah, H. Whiteland is a totally underrated Rushdown character. And the day after that, I go on Nico and I see an H. Whiteland and she gets totally bodied by like an H. Len player or something like that.
Speaking of Len,
I think she's the worst character in the game. C. Len.
I'd have to agree, actually. See, I have to agree, but I also think Foe. But let's hear why you think Crescent Len is the worst character in the game.
Like, she really got nerfed when she came in the NBA. It's like, okay, your jump C is now not as retarded. Your jump 2C is not as retarded anymore. Your jump A doesn't beat everything in the game anymore. I don't think her 5C is as good anymore either. It still is a good, like, anti-air move. If people just want to, like, try to chicken block, she can just dash up 5C. But, like, I really haven't seen Crescent Len played a lot. Like, she has a projectile. It's slow as hell.
Wait, she has a projectile?
And she has this little sneeze.
Like a glitter ball thing or whatever.
Both.
C. Actually, F has it.
F has the snowball thing. That little...
But, F has it too.
I think C has it.
How do you do it in C?
I don't know. I never messed around with the character.
Okay.
Her EXs are pretty much the same. It's just like EX ice. She has another EX where she has like two like rose orbs around her. This is before, you know, Rose had rose orbs, but that's what I'm calling it. They just floated around her and like it just, I guess just like counted as protection or whatever, like while she was like hitting you and confirming the combos.
Hammer sucks. Doesn't Crescent have hammer? Or is that
four? Oh, yeah, that's the.
Like, what is hammer gonna do?
50 frame overhead.
It's like, I'm gonna shield this and punish you.
It's adorable.
I'm pretty sure half of America would still eat it.
That's possible.
Like, oh shit, what is she doing? Bong.
To hammer. God.
Alright. And also, her damage output is too low to, like, really consider her as a decent character. That's why I think she's bad.
Okay.
What about you, Chibi?
I agree with Crescent being bad. My point is more so that I think Len in particular is the worst character, but I've seen people play half, like Fox, our own Fox plays half Len, and I think she's really hype, and I've definitely seen Vitafir being played in Japan very well, but Full, in my opinion, is just like a complete gimmick character that has potential that just isn't scary at all. Like, these two, she sets up those ice Doritos, or I don't know what you want to call them, and I don't think they're intimidating in the least, and it's just everything else that came with Crescent is the same. Her normals aren't as good as they used to be. That fireball is just trash, in my opinion. I don't even understand why they gave her it. Like, I don't see what it's just like, oh, you can do this from this, or, you know, if they're trying to move or whatever, you can throw this out. It's completely, like, harmless.
And I'm pretty sure if it was, like, bigger, like a Psycho Ball or something, like Athena Psycho Ball, it would probably be really good. If it was big, it'd probably be really good. Just because it's like, oh, you can't move forward, you know, or you can't really jump because there's this huge ball in the way. Kind of thing.
Well, I thought not jumping was the point of the Doritos, ice Doritos, whatever the hell you want to call them.
It's really weird. It's just hard. Like, I tried playing the character for like a month, and it was just hard to figure out like exactly how you're supposed to set it up. And it, like, she almost feels like Jury from from Super, where, like, she looks like she's going to keep you in lockdown forever. Like, she's going to have these scary setups. But it's just like the Doritos come out, and it's just like, what, at best, she'll probably throw you into one of them and get good damage off of it. But I've never really seen, you know, any crazy setups with her, or I've never,
like, in a match.
Right. I've just never really seen anybody, like, go crazy with her, and holy crap, that setup looks crazy. Then they're gonna just have to sit there and eat that box string or whatever.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything like that either.
Right. That's why I think she's worse than Crescent too, because at least Crescent gets, like, the benefit of you know, reverse beats for block strings and the like.
Yeah.
But, like, what exactly is Fulker to do? She has her, you know, frame advantage on her normals and that type of thing, but apologies to any LAN players out there. If by all means, if you want to correct us or let us know that something we've said is wrong, please do.
Match me.
Yes. I'm not saying that in terms of, like, prove me wrong, but not at all. Like, correct myself or possibly anybody else in case your information is incorrect.
Yeah, but just post it up on the thread.
Right, post that in the thread too. Okay. That leads us into our third question. And our third question is, how do you guys approach a match where you don't know the actual character matchup? Do you pick your best character, your most rounded matchup character? Do you change your play style at all?
You answer that.
Okay. And I actually want to make sure I think who was that asked that question. And I am completely lost as to who the hell asked that question. Oh, that was also from Corin. So Corin is our VIP for questions today. Thank you very much.
Canadian.
Canadian.
How do I approach a match where I don't know the character matchup at all? I have two rules. If you're not full, I'm going to run away from you. If you are full, I'm not going to run away from you. That's it. Otherwise, they tend to not care her. Even if the other character is a zoner, I'm pretty much going to just sit on the other side of the screen and not really rush you down, because my offense is trash. So I always pick the same character who is also my best rounded matchup character. And the reason I do change my playstyle is because if I sit there and not move at all when I'm playing somebody in Full Moon, well, then they're just going to be like, okay, thanks. I'm just going to sit here and charge meter, and then I'm going to wait for you to throw something, and I'm going to parry, shield it, and last arc it, and then I'm going to be sad face, and that obviously doesn't work.
Right.
So, unless I can actually annoy the other person into making mistakes by sitting on the other side, but there are too many killers out in the community now, so I can't really get away with that anymore. So, in all honesty, I generally approach most matchups the same. I keep my distance, run away, lame it out, whatever you want to call it. Otherwise, it's more dependent, I guess, on the person I'm actually playing against. But, yeah, I tend to just keep away. What would you say about that, Fox?
About your playstyle?
I mean, no, yeah, I'm pretty sure most people don't like the way I play, but
I really don't like the way you play. I hate you. God.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, I know. So I'm like, okay, Bento's out. I'm gonna put up a chair in front of the Bento. Now it's time to throw out the many objects Hisui has under her skirt for whatever reason. It's like, okay, keep throwing. Like, if you really aren't a Full Moon character, then, like, that matchup's bad for you. Because then it's like, alright, I gotta get over the Bento. I gotta, like, not clash with the chair, but at the same time, I have to not get hit by all the stuff she's throwing at me. And at that time, if I'm jumping, I have to not get anti-aired as well. So, like, I don't want to get 6-seed or 6-bead. So, like, look, all that just says you can't do anything until Chibi says, okay, I'm done doing this.
Lunch break.
Lunch break.
And then it's, like, time over. And you're like, what? I spent all that time trying to get in, and, like, I lost all my life?
Oopsies. Oh, man.
But I'm going to say, like, my play style, if I haven't seen you play before, then it's just going to turn into me saying, okay, I'm going to go, I'm going to find my way to mid-screen, put down a 2-2 pit, and work from there. If you try to approach me when I have the pit out mid-screen, then that already means that I know to sit out, to go back, to fight my way back to mid-screen and leave it there, because you're going to try to run into it. If you try to space away from the 2-2 pit mid-screen, then it just turns into, are you going to try to ID over this? If not, are you just going to try to throw projectiles so I have to, like, block or jump away? Then that means I can actually start zoning you. Because F-Hockey's zoning game doesn't work well from long range, because if you're also a zoner, chances are you can beat F-Hockey at long range. But if not, then it just turns into, okay, guess right on where placing web, pit, puddle, and jumping around like a jerk trying to get a counter hit somewhere.
Please do something.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you hit a button, counter hit. I'm just like, yes, I didn't earn this at all. I just watch you float in the air and like, okay, you're doing stuff. I'm just going to sit down here throwing stuff at you. Oh, you got hit by fire. Cool. I win. What about you, Mizuki?
You know, Melty, honestly, I don't know many matchups at all, so
We all don't, really.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, I played nobody, really. I sit in training mode, learning different characters and what they can do. That's basically what I do. So, when I approach a matchup, this usually applies to all fighting games, in general. Since I watch a lot of videos for the fighting games I play, I watch what the what that character can do, and then I try and work off of what I can do to counter it with what limited tools my character has. FS Alkia has very little things. In general, I just usually try and fish for counter hits with a jump C when I'm FS Akia, and then I hit them for like 4k because she just does a ton of damage. But when they're hesitant, when they're actually just like sitting there and they're like, oh no, what do I do? Because, you know, no one really has seen FS Akia. It's like not until recently where people have actually really seen her because, you know, of current code. You know, if they just sat there, I basically just tried to do what I, you know, want to do. It's like, oh, I feel like doing this kind of cross-up. And then I'll just, like, mash the cross-up as much as I can into a knockdown. And then I'll do pinwheel, and they're like, oh, no, what do I do against pinwheel? And it's like, oh, well, you know, I'll just do whatever. But, like, in general, I just try and also try and find patterns on what people do. It's something that I learned in ST. You know,
what about when you don't have the chance to do to figure out patterns?
You know, if I don't have the chance, I'll take the chance and do it. Especially really? In winners. In winners, yeah. Like if I was in a tournament, if I was still, like, in winner's bracket, I would probably throw the match just to see how it is. Because, in my opinion, experience is better than actually trying to get through the tournament. Especially since I don't actually play people that much. I have more fun seeing how matchups work than actually, like, trying to win. But if I'm losers, I will try and outlane the other person. I mean, sometimes I will just sit in the corner and I'll throw DPs out. I'm happy doing that, you know, playing Street Fighter and just like, you come to me kind of thing, and I'll anti-air you as many times as you want if you keep on coming at me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's pretty much in general. You know, I could talk about different games, but this is a Melty podcast.
That I was actually going to ask you the same question, Mike. What do you do in tourney? Like, you know, someone you haven't had the chance to put casuals in or what have you. But I think that's a big difference, being able to sit down and, you know, have 5, 10, however long minutes with somebody in casuals that you've never played before, and then just going up against somebody in tourney.
I've actually not, since it's been like this upcoming NEC will be a year since like I got serious about NBAA. I can't say, well, the first time this happened, I was really like, okay, I haven't seen this character, because I was still trying to study the game at the time. So I'm like, I haven't seen what this character can do to its, I guess, I'm not going to say full potential. I'd say like, there might be a gimmick or two I don't know about. I don't want to get hit with this gimmick enough times to where it's like, okay, I lose a round. Oh, there goes a match. If I haven't played that matchup, then it just turns into get lame really fast, sit across the screen, build meter, throw out projectiles, and just hope that, okay, I can block their like, if they get in on me somehow and I start blocking, it's like, okay, block correctly, find out what normals, you know, they like to go back into, find out how often they jump, which is another important thing, because when people jump, they're gonna usually jump in with, you know, an attack, which means, hey, I can shield this attack. And although most people don't want to, you know, outright say it like, oh, you can also beat the shield at the attack, a lot of people don't beat the shield. A lot of people don't want to hold a 7 after they do a jump in, because they believe, okay, they're going to block this, or they're going to get hit with this. They need to remember, if someone shields this, there's a possibility that they could, you know, the shield could be baited or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a possibility that, like, I could get shielded, but I don't know. I need to remember I can bait their shield. A lot of people don't do that.
I think with the shielding thing, personally, you know, how I feel, especially in America, you know, a lot of people like pressing buttons. And
America.
Yeah. And, you know, also another thing is it could be also nervousness. They're not thinking straight kind of thing. A lot of people don't have, how can I put it? Huh?
Experience.
Not kind of experience, but like tourney nerves, I guess.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's something you pick up after a long time. I mean, I don't know if you've guys gotten rid of it over time, but, you know, I'd like to know, maybe after this question. But, yeah. I think that's a huge problem. Tourney nerves get in the way of people's thoughts, and when people are nervous, generally they like to do things. Like, they don't like to not do anything. So, you know, pressing a button is doing something, so.
I'm the complete opposite of that. Like, I'm getting nervous. I'm like, all right, time to stop. If I'm blocking this, it's like, all right, I'm going to block this for as long as I can so I can get my, you know, game plan back. Then it's like, all right, fuck this. I'm going to jump out, or I'm just going to poke out and see what happens.
Yeah,
if you come out unscathed, then it's like, you know, you can sort of figure out what to do from there.
Yeah, it's a good indicator on how they play. So, you know, you just have to mess around, basically, and go from there and see how they react. I mean, it's just, you know, all about learning how to play fighting games in general. That's pretty much it.
I can't do that. I'm stupid.
You are.
You've been playing fighting games for like 10 years.
It's really bad for him and Melty, because, like, he plays a Half Moon character, which also means, like, oh, I have full body invulnerability alpha counter. I'm going to use it whenever I fucking can. I don't care.
Yeah.
So that way, you know, their pressure is, once that happens, once he bunkers, he can just say, all right, I need to get out and I need to run away. And their offense is stopped right away, and they're just like, damn, he bunkered. I didn't want that to happen. I didn't want my offense to stop. So it's kind of like Chibi can now think, okay, I can run away and I can, you know, get another plan going, or just keep running away. And the other person's like, damn, I got to mount an offense again.
Yeah.
Right. That's really why I picked my character to begin with, because I can't adapt very well. I can't catch patterns all that well. So especially like in the middle of a tournament, like I tend to talk to people on the sidelines. Oh, what does this guy like to do? Or, you know, what does this guy do? Or, do you know how this guy plays? Or, what did he do when you played him? You know, get my research before the match in case I have to play anybody. But, you know, if I don't have to think about you rushing me down because I bunkered you, then all the better for me. But, you know,
yeah.
That's me taking the easy way out.
Yeah. Yeah, like, for me, with me, I can read people just because I've been playing, you know, all these different fighting games. For me, it's actually executing, which is the hard part. And executing is actually, also another skill in fighting games. So, you know, take that as you will, kind of thing.
I think we should actually do a podcast or a broadcast where we talk about, I guess, the pillars, like, what's, like, kind of like the commandments of fighting games, of, like, what you need to know in order to have a general understanding of what to do in a situation in fighting games.
You know, if people are interested in that, I'd actually lead them to Seth Killian's Domination 101 articles on SRK.
Oh yeah, those started.
Those are really, really good. I read those a long time ago, and you know, personally, it felt like it helped me a lot as a fighting game player. Just because, I don't know, he's just so good about breaking down, you know, like how people work in fighting games and how fighting games work in general.
That's why he's getting paid at Capcom.
Yeah.
Thank you, Seth.
I mean, if anyone is actually if anyone's interested in that kind of stuff, I totally recommend them reading Domination 101. A lot of it is, some of it is specific to Street Fighter, and there's a lot of old school slang in it, if I remember. So you know, but you know, once you get past that, it helps you overall in fighting games. And it can also help you in a lot of different competitive games, too. It's pretty good articles.
Yeah, if you guys want us to talk about that regardless, by all means let us know. And
yeah.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah, just post on the feedback thread or something like that.
Or if you also have questions, post up in the questions thread.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we've answered all the questions for today. I want to thank everyone who sent in, who put up questions that were not, you know, basically a troll, just so you could put up those questions, because remember, we can take those questions down if we wanted to, but, you know, let you guys have your fun, because, you know, we don't want to be too serious, not yet.
Yeah.
Anyone else want to add anything?
No, I'm pretty good. Put more input, more feedback is lovely.
Yes, we need to get better.
By all means, we accept and appreciate all criticism and praise and so on. So we're very much reading what you guys have to say and trying our hardest to work to get better. So
that's right. Criticize Chibi all the way. Do it. Okay. All right. Now, this is the outro everyone wants us to say. It's going to be good night and keep mashing. Thank you, everybody.